US President's top military advisor has admitted America's credibility has been damaged and its homeland's at risk of terrorist attack because of the deadly and chaotic end to the Afghanistan war. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, along with Defence Secretary Lloyd Austin, have been grilled for hours at a Senate inquiry into what went wrong in the final 17 days of the 20-year US campaign. North America correspondent Greg Jennett compiled this report.
The enemy is in charge in Kabul, and there are a huge amount of strategic, operational, and tactical lessons that need to be learned from this.
Failure is failure. In blunt military analysis, Mark Milley doesn't pretend otherwise.
I think that our credibility with allies and partners around the world and with adversaries is being intensely reviewed by them to see which way this is going to go. And I think that damage is one word that could be used, yes.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff was up front at the Senate Armed Services Committee, and as far as he goes, the smooth-talking civilian secretary, Lloyd Austin, was too.
We helped build a state, Mr. Chairman, but we could not forge a nation.
That's understatement considering the Taliban's rampant charge all the way into Kabul in mid-August. Little wonder Republican Senator Josh Hawley,
they should all resign,
and Dan Sullivan of Alaska spared no wrath.
On the biggest national security fiasco in a generation, there has been zero accountability.
A 41-year military veteran, General Milley isn't going anywhere.
My dad didn't get a choice to resign at Iwo Jima. And those kids that are at Abbey Gate, they don't get a choice to resign. And I'm not going to turn my back on them. I'm not going to resign. They can't resign, so I'm not going to resign. There's no way.
Besides, the Pentagon's got a lot to look out for. Now the Taliban's running Afghanistan and terrorist groups are present within its borders.
A reconstituted Al-Qaeda or ISIS with aspirations to attack the United States is a very real possibility.
In the full glare of nationally televised testimony, Mark Milley also took the opportunity to shed a little light on another chaotic episode in recent US history. Exactly why did he call his Chinese counterpart twice in the final months of the Trump presidency?
The specific purpose of the October and January calls were generated by concerning intelligence, which caused us to believe the Chinese were worried about an attack on them by the United States.
All just a terrible misunderstanding, General Milley assured Beijing.
My message again was consistent. Stay calm, steady, and de-escalate. We are not going to attack you.
Mark Milley's adamant he never sought to usurp Donald Trump's authority. And even in the dying days of January, he was steadfast, telling anyone who asked about nuclear security that he's not qualified to determine the mental health of the President of the USA. In Washington, this is Greg Jennett reporting for AM.